On top of the Vovim Ralph now, the Pasuk says, Nidove Tasa Oisoi, that we darshan by a Baal Mum, the Pasuk says, Nidove Tasa Oisoi, you should make it into a Nidove. So we darshan, Ze Kotche Bedek Abayis. This is Kotche Bedek Abayis, that a Baal Mum is supposed to be Makdashit for Bedek Abayis. Utsanan, we learned now, but what's going to be? Ha Makdash Tumimim Le Bedek Abayis? That's someone, if someone takes an animal that's a Tam, a complete one, and still is only Makdashit Le Bedek Abayis. Sa'afa pi shubloisas, even though it's over a lav, you're not supposed to be makdashit tam for the bedek abayis, but rather you should have been makdashit for the mizbeach for korban. But now that you're makdashit the bedek abayis, even though you're over a lav, ma'ashos osui, what you did is done, meaning to say the kedushas chal, it has a kedushas damam on it. So Rashi says, loisas say is kazashin la kamon, udarshin leid and avzainam abayis, that the apostle says, by yadavar Hashem avayish alaymar, loy omar. Means whatever it says in this parsha, it's like a lav. So it's a lav not to be maktish, but to mean them, lebedek habayis. And still it says clearly that if you did it, it's chal. So who is so, to use to the rova, to kash on rova. Rova holds, kamusu, yom rachamon aloi savidi of it is, loy mahani, it does not help. And here we see, even though the Torah says, do not be maktish, to mean them, lebedek habayis, if you do it, you're over lav, but it is chal, the kdush is chal. So Morin says, "O Malach Rov, Rov will answer you know, Mimokim Shenisrabu, Bali Mumim Legabi Mizbeach, in Nisrabu Tzmimim Lebedek Abayis." From the first same place that we said before, Marba, if you Makdish Tzmimim Lebedek Abayis, even though you overlap the Kedushas Chal, the same thing when you Makdish Tzmimim Lebedek Abayis, the same pasuk says also that the Kedushas Chal. So the kids, it's a special Gezeras HaKasabol here. Rashi explains, Mehecha this rabbi balimum le mizbeach, the kotchi b'dieved, that's chal b'dieved, is this rabbi. Why Rashi says, to hobe who crew on that posik siv, or le neder lo yirotzem, that for a korban it won't be yirtze or balimum. For a minute, le kamon, elu kotchi mizbeach, goes on kotchi mizbeach. Or see, the posik says, lo yirotze de mashma, ritze lo yirotze, it's not maratze. You can't bring it for korban. Ho miktish kotchi, but it is chal. That you makdish of Baal Mum, to the Mizbeach, the Kedushas Chal. And in that same postik, the Yiskish Tumim of the Bedek Abayis, will makdish also if you makdish Tumim of the Bedek Abayis. Le Baal Mum, the Mizbeach, the same way if you makdish of Baal Mum to the Mizbeach. To Mechad Kronavka, the same postik, he is surah le makdish. From the same postik, not Yisukach, Yiskish Nam Lin Yimash also Osoi. The same postik that says if you makdish of Baal Mum for the Mizbeach, that the Kedushas Chal, in the same pasuk, and also the same read, also says, if you makdish tumimim, the Bedek Abayis, the Kedushas Chal. So if it's not a kasha on Rava. Now the Gemara asks the question, Farei Gezel, the Yisra Din of Gezel, that the Rachamon Om of the Torah says, Loi Sigzel, you're not allowed to steal. Utanan, we learned, if somebody does steal, he has to pay back. It says, Ha Gezel Eitzim V'Yosakelim. Somebody steals wood, and he makes a chair out of it. Tzemer, somebody steals wool, v'yosav agon, he makes a shirt out of it. So Lachar is, since he's kona b'shinui, so he doesn't have to return back to Chayfetz the way it is right now, it's not Kain Shagozel, but instead, Mishalim k'shasek zeylo, you have to pay how much it was worth at the time when you stole it. So it's mashma then that the b'shash you made the gzeylo, it's mahani. The gzeylo helps that it becomes yours at that time, and you have to pay how much it was worth at the time when you stole it, and not how much it's worth right before you make it into a clothing, right before you make it into a chair, right before you make the shinui. So it's yuftu the rubber, it's a kash and rubber. Here it's mashm, it's mahani, the gazela helps, that as soon as you make the gazela, it's called you have a kinyan on it. And therefore you only have to return how much it was worth, peshach the gazela. Smur says back, omulach rubber, rubber answers you and says, no, shani hosam, gazela tell you is different. The yomakro, the posik says, asher gozal. So we dash in kamosher gozal, special gazela sakostiv, that you have to pay how much it's worth, bishas, you stole it. So what's the question? Abaya, according to Abaya, Haya Shegozel, what does he do with the Pasuk Shegozel, the extra words? According to Abaya, Pshita, since Yovid is Mahani, Pshita, when you made Gzel, you can't return. So what says true, but Miboyle, still according to Abaya, we need this extra Pasuk Shegozel to dash like this. Al Gzelo Shaloi, Moisef Chaymish. On the other Pasuk is talking about, that if you steal and you swear false that you did not steal, and later you admit that you stole, so you have to pay back the keren and an extra chaimish. So we darshin on the korban oshim also. So we darshin agzeloi shel oviv agzelo sheloi meisav chaimish, but agzelo shel oviv ain't a meisav chaimish. In the case, let's say, where your father stole, and then they came to you, and you swear that your father did not steal, and then you admit that your father did steal. See, even though you made a shvur sheker, you would not have to pay back the extra chaimish. Because that's this pasuk, asher gozal, only on your own gzela, on your mice gzela, that you have to pay back a fifth. But not on your father's gzela. Rashi says, labaya, lo'ochi lo yitzurachtiv. Moise chaimish azel oviv, afilu nishpol of l'sheker, even if you swear on your father's gzela l'sheker, still you will not have to pay back the chaimish. That's the special zerasakosu. Now the Gemara says, Varei Mashkin, there's the Pasha of Mashkin, the Rachmona, but the Torah says, Loi Sovoi El Beisai Lavet Avutoi, you're not supposed to go into the person's house to take away your Mashkin. If you lend somebody money and he does not pay you back, so you have no right by force to go into his house to take away your pledge. So it's allowed to do it. Utanan, still we learned, Maser Es Karbala, let's say you did go into his house and you took away his pillow. So locher is, you have a chiyah to give it back to him at night time. Or else, v'yesa machrisha, let's say he took away his plow. So locher is bayayim, you have to return it bayayim, you're allowed to keep it overnight, even though you're not supposed to take this for a pledge. You can't do it by force. But if you took the pledge, you're over the law, still you're allowed to keep the pledge. Just the Torah says you have to return it for what it needs by daytime, for daytime, what it needs at night for night. It's so to yuf to the rovah, it's a stira to rovah. As here it's mash, mi yovit is mahani. The Bemetzin, the pledge is called yours now. Because the Torah wants you to return it at the time when he needs it. But after that, you have a right to take it back. The Rashi says, Harei mashkin bar korchoi, ketong la babo mitziya perka makabal, alma mahani, that it helps if you take it. The koni la mashkin, you have a kinyan in this mashkin, when it's not usable by him. So, hu etzakash an rovo. So, Marei says, no, shani yosma, but the other mashkin is different. The Yomakor, the Pasuk says, Hoshiv Toshiv. Plus it says an extra Lashon Hoshiv Toshiv through Mashmal that you have to return it plenty of times. So here it's a special because that's a custom that even though you returned it once, you have a right to take it back and you have to return it again. So here the Torah tells us clearly that you have a kinyan in the Mashkin. Even though it's you're over Amil Sodom Rachmano, here it's Mahani and you have to keep on returning it, but in between, like at night time, you're allowed to keep it. So Moreh says, so will Abaya. What does Abaya do with this extra word, Hoshiv Toshiv? He should need it. According to Abaya, it's Mahani anyway. So why does the Torah have to say twice, Hoshiv Toshiv? So verse is like this. Ilav Yom Rachmon Hoshiv Toshiv. The Torah wouldn't have said clearly, Hoshiv Toshiv. I would have thought like this. Isura of it. If you took this mashkin bar korchoi, you're over lav. Now that you're over the lav, I would have thought to say, like, there's no mitzvah sese, but after to give it back when he needs it. But it's up to you. Boy in the head, if you want to return it, be nice to him, give it back to him, this pillow at night time. The boy in the head, but if you want to, maybe you don't have to return it. Once you did the Aveira, that's it, it's Mahanyan, it's yours completely. So, Kamash from the kitchen, you need the post to teach me the Ika the Dinoi. It's not extra, but you need the post the Ika the Dinoi to teach me that there's such a mitzvah to return it. That if you took it by, you took away his pillow, so true, by day you're allowed to keep it, but when it becomes night time, there's a chiyah for you to return it. In the Gemara we have in parentheses Chosel Lishnachrin, and Rashi reads down another Lishnachrin here, the same type of Akasha, same type of a Teretz. Now the Gemara says, Barei Peya, the Rachmon Omad, the Torah says like this, the Torah says, Loi Sechala Pasod Cho Bekutzrecha, that when you go to cut down your field, you're not allowed to cut down the whole field, but rather you have to leave over Peya, you have to leave over one corner for the Aniyim to come and take it. Now, what's going to be if somebody cut down this whole field? Utnan, but not like this. Mitzvahs peya lahafrish minakoma. Abad lachatchili is supposed to leave over and do not cut down the whole field. That means minakoma, when it's still standing and still growing, leave over the wheat, don't cut down part of it. What's going to be though, it says clearly, loy hifrish minakoma. Let's say you do not leave over from what's standing and growing, but rather you cut down the whole field. So still it says, yafrish min hamorim. You're supposed to leave over from the bundles. After you cut down the wheat, you make bundles out of it. So from the bundles you should leave over peya. So you see clearly, Iyovid, Lehmahani, even though you cut down those things, it does not help, you still have to give Peya. What's going to be Lehifrish Min Hamorim? Let's say you did not take off Peya from the bundles. So Lachar is Yafrish Min Akri. When you make a pile out of it in the Kri, you have to take off Peya from that. Actually, Mirchu, up until you made Miruach means you didn't smooth down the pile. But Mirchu, once you smooth down the pile, at that time now the two has a chiyuv to take off Truma Semaisis. So Lachor is Maisroi. First you have to, the owner has to take off the Truma Semaisis from this crop. And then Benoisomai, then you still have a chiyuv to give Peyah to the Aniyim. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel was said over, Af Mafresh Meneisa. Even on the tzad that you make the wheat into flour, into dough, and you do not take off pay yet, still you should take off pay from the dough even. If so, tiyuftu the abayi, here it's a kashan abayi, here you see clearly, iyovid, loy mahani. Like you did the aveir, you cut down low field. So according to Rav, it's good. Iyovid, loy mahani, it doesn't help what you did cutting down low field, you still have to take off pay. According to Abayi, if you say Yavin Mahani, Lechura, once you cut it down, that's it. You should be parted from Peya. And still it says here, you have a chiyah to give Peya. So we're into this, Amalek Abayi, and I can answer back and say no. Shani Yosem over here, it's different. The Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, a Tazoiv, Tazoiv, Yisera. It says two times the word Tazoiv. Rashi says, Trey Zimniks, it says two times. Loni Velager Tazoiv Oysom. Chad Bekdoshim Tiyu, Vechad Biyemer Lekahanim. So what does it say twice? Lashmina to teach us that the Tazev Yisera, the Afagav, the Yishtayne, Biyod, Loikniyah, that even though you change it in your hands, you already cut it down, and you made it into wheat already, you made it into flour, you made it into cake already, into dough, still you have a chiyah to take off the payah. See, it's a special Gezeras HaKosef. Sigmari answers, for Rava Amalach, Lakura Takashik, or into Rava, he knows this Minasvara, that he Yavad Loimhani. So why does it have to say an extra time, Tazov, Tazov? So Ravid says, Yeshtachu Aziva Acheres Shekazu, there's another type of leaving over that still you have a chiyuv to give. And the Kiddush is like this. V'yeza, what type of case is this? Zehamavke Karmai. In this case, we cut down the field, Pshiti you have to give Peyam. Because Rav holds the Yavid Leimani. That I don't need an extra posik. But the extra posik is, what's going to be if somebody was Mavke his Karam? And then one day, he started to be Mavkerit. He was mafkir's whole vineyard. The Tanya would learn like this. Ha mafkir karma, if the owner for one day was mafkir, made it hefke his vineyard. Vihishkim l'shachad, and the next morning he gets up early, ulbatsor, like he wants to be zaycha back again. And he starts to cut off the grapes. The locher is chayiv, still the owner is chayiv, the peret v'yolis, v'shichah v'peyam. He's chayiv in all these matnes aniyim. Even though usually, when you mafker a field and then somebody else comes in Zeichem and Hefker, he's potter from the Matnes Aniyim. But over here, since he was the original owner that went and was Zeichem back from his own Hefker, here he's Chayiv. How do we know this? Because it says this extra word, Tazav Yisarit, teach us that in the case where the owner himself was mafkerit, and he himself is Zeichem back again, he's potter from giving, he still has a Chayiv to give the Matnes Aniyim. But a potter and a Meister, from Meister he's potter. Rashi says, the Maisa like Sif Tazav Yisera does an extra time Tazav. So therefore, once you masker it, you put them in a Maisa. Whoever Zeichem and Hefker put them in a Maisa. Now the Gemara says, O Malay Rav Acha, braid the Rav of the Rav Ashi. Fahashta now, Tishaninu Kolhani Shinuya. Now we went through the Machlokes Sabaya Rav here, that Kamilso Diyam Rachamona Yavid, whether it's Mahani, according to Baya, Loi Mahani according to Rava. So we went through all these laws, all these questions, and we gave answers. If so, Lamaisa now, the Abaye of Rava, the Mai Pligi. What's the Machlokes? What's the difference whether you hold the Yavid Mahani, Yavid Loi Mahani? Every single case we answer comes a good according to both of them. So what's the Nafgamino? Where do they argue? So our answer is, the Ribis Kitsutsa Kamiflegi. Again, the Havamina is maybe they argue in a case by Ribis Kitsutsa means I'll lend you money, I'll lend you $1,000. And I make up clearly an exact amount that you have to pay me back $1,100. So making up clearly $100 ribis. That's ribis diraisa. Ukid Rebbe Loza, like Rebbe Loza says. Diyama Rebbe Loza, ribis kitsutsa. If I lend money and make out clearly you have to pay me back $100 worth of ribis. So yaitse b'dayonim. Rebbe Loza's halacha is that iovid loy mahani. It does not help. And therefore, even though you pay the ribis, you have a right to get it back. It's Yaitzib Adayon, even if the Malbud does not want to give it back to you, you have a right to take him to Bezdin, and Bezdin will take it back.